Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Godzilla versus King Kong, plus Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy, and Josh's orange suit. That's all coming up right after this.
Why don't we go somewhere tonight and have a look around? Maybe catch a ball game and have a bite downtown. You're all cleaned up and might I say, at the chance of being rude, I like what you've done with your boobs. I've tried to be supportive with the compliments I gave, and have recognition that an effort has been made. Your haircut is terrific, and those are great new shoes, and I like what you've done with your boobs. Now on any day or time, you always look fantastic, but tonight you just seem much more enthusiastic. It's not the kind of compliment I've ever given to another dude. But I like what you've done. You say the sales girl called it fun. I like what you've done with your boobs.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
For we have very interesting things going on. I'm very excited about today's show. I have really cool things going on in the world, including a world record that I think is absolutely staggering that Chick is for some reason upset about.
I'm not upset. I don't believe it. That's all.
They have witnesses and they've got video.
Okay, you know.
Hey, I saw a pretty compelling video of Godzilla fighting King Kong yesterday. So
you went without us?
The movies?
They have video.
You went to see that?
No, no, I watched it at home.
No. Oh, you cool. Watch it at home.
It's on HBO
it at home
Max.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a blast.
Is that was just released?
Here's my review of Godzilla versus King Kong.
All right.
Watch anything else. Anything.
Oh, you don't worry. I wouldn't.
I mean,
go near
a rerun
it.
Of Three's Company. Any.
I disagree.
Anything is better.
If you want to see Godzilla and King Kong fight, watch it.
It really is. You remember when Jurassic Park came out and they showed the dinosaur and you were, oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. That's a dinosaur.
That those are real dinosaurs.
There's Sam Neill standing next to a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's even more real now. It's unbelievable.
Except it's incredibly stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Look, it's not particularly good.
If you know anything about physics,
Christine,
it's fun.
You could never have an animal that large that could move because of the...
There's no heart in this movie. That's all. That's my problem. Yeah,
There's no heart. I mean, it's just utterly pointless unless you're 12. it's important to have movies for 12.
I remember as a kid, the first Godzilla versus King Kong that was coming out, I thought, what? I lost my mind. Yeah, but, I was there first day.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to be a 12-year-old every now and again.
Sure
it is. What do you mean? You guys do it every day.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah.
When it comes to I know you are, but what am I? When it comes to the greatest special effects, I think it has to be the talking bear.
Paddington 2.
In Paddington, or Paddington 2 is my favorite movie of the last several years.
You know, 3 is on the way.
I cannot wait.
Really?
Yeah,
you know, Jake, anybody that knows anything about physics knows that a bear could never talk, nor could a bear wear a fun winter jacket.
Right.
That's not provable.
It is based upon a lie.
Keep in mind, he doesn't believe King Kong and Godzilla, but the greatest movie of the last 100 years is Toy Story. You know that.
It is. I they'll be watching that 300 years
from now. Talking slinky dog. Okay.
Movies don't have to be real to us. They just have to be real to their own. They have to be true to their own reality.
Because I bet in that movie, King Kong versus Godzilla, at some point they give someone a phone number and it starts with 555.
That didn't happen.
I'm out.
Nope. It didn't happen in that one.
Okay.
But it has happened in 3 of the Best Picture nominees I've seen.
Really?
Of this year?
Yeah.
Promising. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it did not show King Kong or Godzilla crapping.
No, I know. I wish we'd get one.
Just once. Don't you want to see King Kong take just a big wad and heave it off the Empire State Building and take out some hot dog vendor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is a there is a scene where King Kong is getting up from in the morning, and he goes and takes a shower.
Do they have girlfriends or wives?
It's just the best.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, they seem very, very happy.
I'd watch that movie, King Kong's Wife. All of a sudden, you see Kong out cutting the grass.
Well, you guys are
Kong doing chores. He's got an apron on doing the dishes.
Kong versus Kong.
Kong versus Kong. They're fighting over custody of their daughter.
Man, that's a movie. No.
Isn't Godzilla female?
Godzilla's female?
Not in this movie.
Not in this one, yeah. In the Matthew Broderick one, yes.
Because she laid eggs.
Yeah. I'm surprised with the problems in contemporary culture with various ethnicities that are allowed to release this movie, frankly.
What is wrong with you?
Just saying. I'm sorry. People get very upset about this sort of thing.
You thought you'd say that. We go, great conversation starter. Let's roll.
No, I just... is this movie in theaters?
Yeah, it's also
the same
in theaters,
time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably best seen in theaters, but I enjoyed it.
Why is that?
Because it's
a monumental...
The
battles are huge.
Need it in IMAX. Come on.
The popcorn for me would be the...
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'd have to sit in the last row so I could text people the whole time. And
if I'm going to watch this movie, I'm going to need a little help from something. And I'll just say, they get pretty mad at you when you smoke weed in the movie theater. They don't like it.
They're from it.
Yeah.
I can remember a day when people would smoke in movie theaters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I was just goofing.
No. They had ashtrays built into the arms of the seats.
If you could take a time machine and go watch... Fritz the Cat.
Oh, I'm sure.
In its original release in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'll bet popcorn sales were pretty big. You could get contact high driving by.
Hmm.
That was a somewhat dated. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have.
Was it X-rated, a cartoon or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's quite dated, but it's about a certain era.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very, very humorous. We have to mosey on over to the sports desk.
Aaron Rodgers, no stranger to Jeopardy. 2015, he defeated...
What are you looking at?
Christy is saying, everything I'm saying. Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
You got him, Christy.
It's unbelievable. Did he take your dick pills this morning?
What do you mean?
This is comedy, chick.
Yeah.
Comedy show.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Jeopardy staged... where was I? Aaron Rodgers, considered longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek one of his idols when he was growing up, posted a heartfelt tweet after Trebek's passing last year. Now, along with Rodgers, some of the celebrities slated to take on guest hosting duties. Aaron's scheduled for 2 weeks.
Oh, he's going
to
do it again, huh?
Going to do it 2 weeks. Yeah.
Did he already do it?
Guest host for 2 weeks.
Oh.
No.
Then we already had the story.
He already taped it, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
Blossom. No, he's doing it right now, Josh. Would that make you happy?
Oh, boy.
I just knew that we'd already talked about this at one point.
Josh, I'll say horses. You say ass. Horses.
Ass.
Horses.
Ass.
Horses. Ass.
Assy.
Assy. Jicky is an ass.
April 1st from... Who the hell's Dylan Gwynn? I don't know, but that's the
Fred
headline.
Oh, look, it's a picture of him. That's interesting.
Oh, Christ.
I saw a picture of him and Shane for the first time.
Watch that sports.
No, Chick, I do have a question.
I don't have an answer. Ask your buddy.
At the very least, just hand me the piece of paper. Who? What other celebrities are going to do it?
Well, they've already had Dr. Oz, Katie Couric, one of the producers
Blossom,
of the show.
I think. No, it's not Blossom. Who is it?
Ken Jennings did it?
Yeah, Maeem Bialik or whatever is the Blossom. Man.
How can you read that?
She's really
smart.
From
the hilarious Big Bang Theory.
Doesn't she have a PhD in neuroscience
or
something?
Very smart. Mm-hmm.
Anderson Coop.
Okay, well, that'll be cool. I think it's fun.
I can cheer you up. Have you seen the State Farm commercial with Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Paul Rudd?
It's a great commercial.
And Drake.
I haven't.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's about stand-ins?
Oh, that, yeah.
Body doubles.
Drake is ripped and shredded. Right?
Oh, it's a blast.
It's really good.
That golf shirt barely fits Drake. Yeah.
Well, he's got a heart shaved into his hair, which I think I might try that. Do you guys think that'd be a good look for me?
Yeah,
I think it'd be a great look.
Yeah. I think I could do it, you know.
Hell yeah, you could.
I've got sort of a Canadian vibe.
You have to understand, Drake can get away with anything because he's Drake.
Because nobody has the balls to criticize him?
Yeah.
Well, so, there's that.
I think if Willie shaved his head on one side and put a heart in it, well, first of all, you'd have to move.
Oh, you wouldn't be allowed. Even though you're an adult.
He contends that I'd have to move. I'll move, hell.
He takes that patriarch thing very seriously.
Drake could tattoo a pumpkin on his face.
Yeah, there's some people that are just critical.
But he's terrific in that commercial. It's so funny.
My God, guys, it's an insurance commercial.
It's funny.
It's funny, Josh. Yeah.
I've really seen it. It's really well done.
And you know what I did? I went, oh, there's another commercial.
I'm remembering. I think I'd forgotten I'd seen it now. It wasn't that memorable.
Right, it's not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're talking to the man who pronounced King Kong the movie of the year.
That's not what I said.
Okay,
I said
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Said I had a good time watching it.
While you were reloading.
That's right. It was during my latency period.
The downtime.
Yeah.
During his recycle time.
Plus, reloading my gonads or reloading my soft serve machine. Which angle are we taking here?
Either one's fine with us.
Very funny.
If you're new to the show, you'll see the running gag here. Sorry.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
You know, when I was being fitted for this orange suit that I'll be wearing at the orangeinsoles.com sidekick chair.
You have my attention.
Do you know what the seamstress said to me at one point?
No, it's just, I want to guess.
Please, for God's sake, you nail.
No, I bet it was the opposite, wasn't it, John?
That's exactly
more
right.
More chalky.
I bet she said, well, you're not
That. Fat. You're not as fat as they say.
Yeah, see?
And I said, as they say. You mean as he said.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So fat. I'm so fat.
Brother.
I'm fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk and jerk and eat. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Pack me with the breadstick.
I love the full version.
This is how he died. Excuse me.
Stupid world record.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world record I've had the most problem with in the entire history. Stupid world record.
Have you watched the video?
Just hear me out. A 54-year-old Croatian man.
You're just anti-Croat.
Are you an anti-Croat?
I am, so maybe you are too, Chuck.
That's nothing to do from where he lives.
The Croats drove me out of my home.
Christy, throwing random accusations at people that are vague is part and parcel of contemporary culture.
Look at this turnip eater.
Just ask Sharon Osbourne.
Lousy dirt farmers.
A 54-year-old Croat has set a world record.
Four.
He held his breath.
Yeah. Underwater?
For over 24 minutes.
That's impossible. That is impossible.
He's dead. At camp, we did training. After 4 minutes, your brain has no oxygen.
Just a second. There is
a codicil to this. They pumped oxygen through his nose.
Every minute, he's allowed to breathe.
The
the turnip eater's name, Budimir Buda Sobat.
He's a great man. He did this for charity.
He floated face down in a swimming pool.
Oh, the old dead man's float?
For 24 minutes, 33 seconds before coming up for air. The record attempt helped raise money for the children of Sisak, an area affected by a powerful earthquake in December.
So it's a good thing?
It is a good thing, but how did he do it?
For this record, divers are allowed to breathe pure oxygen for up to 30 minutes prior to the attempt to increase body oxygenation.
See, that's the trick to this.
I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't either.
I still don't know how he did this.
If you read real deep into this, the other record, there's one where they're not allowed to do that. This is a technical thing where but what these guys do is they hyperventilate on pure oxygen. The current record for what they call static apnea, which is doing it without oxygenating, that record's 11 minutes 54 seconds.
And it's held by dead Terry.
That's impossible.
At least brain dead Terry.
What's that movie?
By a guy named Branko Petrovic from Dubai.
The movie, the Deep Divers, The Big Blue or something.
Oh, I love that movie.
With the Jean Reno.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
That is great.
And that guy plays he's a really good actor.
And they kept going deeper and longer and deeper and longer. Finally, people drown. You know?
Yeah.
But this is obviously this guy's on the surface. You can see the video. There's doctors standing right there.
Yeah.
But he stays underwater.
Here's part of the story. His record attempt was done under the supervision of reporters. because they could help. Supporters and doctors. Oh, yeah. Doctors were there, too. So that's good.
Do you remember being a kid and swimming up to somebody and going, I bet I can hold your breath longer than you, and then you have a new friend at the pool all day long?
Oh, yeah.
That was so much fun.
I miss icebreakers like that. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go, hey.
I hope that's over. If I was in a pool as a kid and some other kid, I bet I could hold my... Get out of here, you weirdo.
So what they say to you, hey, how come your shirt's on?
No, they knew. There's no reason for them to ask.
He's going
to
bring that up in therapy.
I would go, I Bernie's.
Same here.
Wouldn't it be weird if you worked in a new office and that's how the icebreaker, hey, I bet I can hold my breath longer than you.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a psychopath.
Why are you asking me that? No, I put you in my trunk, gagged. We'll see how long you hold your breath.
Well, General, welcome to the Joint Chiefs.
There you go.
It's great to have you on board. We got a real big problem involving nuclear weapons. But before we start, how long can you hold your breath?
That's right. You know what? I will vote for whoever is in the next presidential debate. Whoever says, I can hold my breath longer than he can.
Oh, I'm so excited for President David Blaine.
We're about there.
That or do Jeopardy for presidential candidates.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be fun anyway. That would just be fun.
Instead of a debate, let them play Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting, Dean would know this. I forget which president I think was actually the purest in terms of smarts.
Book smarts?
Highest
books, and IQ and stuff.
Huh.
I used to remember this. But
oh, that's a good question. The highest IQ'd president.
FDR? Was he a smart guy?
Yeah, they're all pretty
Roosevelt went to Harvard, the other
probably
one.
Probably Millard Fillmore or somebody, you know? But there was less to know back then. So.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see.
That was dry.
So again,
was less to know back then.
The record for doing it without this pre-oxygenation thing is significantly lower.
I don't care if you get oxygen, if you don't get oxygen, if you're just holding. Nobody can hold their breath for 11 minutes. It's impossible.
This guy did it.
And this is 24-minute bull crap.
24 minutes.
Again, he does pure oxygen for whatever the time allowed is to oxygenate his blood.
But you know what it feels like when you've held your breath and you want to breathe.
Sure, I do. I work in the same building as you do. I wish I could hold mine for 9 minutes after you come out of the crapper.
He put up... Now, just a minute.
Yeah, there was an incident the other day.
I wasn't going to mention this.
Right.
But someone went into the men's room after the show, and we were standing in the hallway kibitzing, having a great time. And here he comes out of the bathroom and was somewhat startled and disappointed to see us all standing there.
I kind of pretended we weren't there.
That's right, kind of, as he always does.
Right, yeah.
And I had the misfortune of entering the bathroom.
See, when I came out, I thought it was going to look like Jones.
I thought,
everywhere.
I'm on the killing floor at a major stockyard.
I watched Chick go into the bathroom, the door closed, and just as it closed, it opened again, and he came out, and he goes, Griswold destroyed.
destroyed.
It's a sign of good, healthy eating.
Why don't you go to the back to do that?
I don't know why.
I have no idea. I do. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised you're not outside.
Somebody did that earlier in the week,
toilet in the back is broken again, as you know.
In hours, and it was like...
I heard about
somebody
it.
Really muddied up the women's bathroom.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh. It was 2 days ago, I think.
Right, I know. And you're talking to that somebody.
So again, ta-da! This is why the importance of being able to hold your breath for 23 minutes.
There are air fresheners in there. There's
oh, that was the problem?
Then it just smells like a minty turd.
I didn't realize the odor was the issue that I left, but it was the evidence I left. But I was like, I can't just clean this toilet.
I didn't get that far in. It smelled so bad I couldn't go
in. Because of that, I can't eat fudge ripple
ice cream.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Like a rhino. And rainbowed the room with helicopter turds.
We're going to hose down the show and come back with something not poop-related.
Finally, the girl talks. In any event, you can read about this world record. It's certified. He held his breath for 24 minutes, 33 seconds.
Well, that is astounding.
Yeah. You know, if Robert Evans were here, he'd say, did that guy hold his breath for 24 minutes? There's no way he did. No way.
We got to get him in the movie.
Did he die? You darn right.
Is he eating through a tube these days?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.